USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. At least 49 people are dead and close to 50 others wounded in an attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Jill Keats was driving near one of the mosques when she heard gunfire.
One cell just to the left of my car and one cell to the right. And I, for a few minutes, I stopped the car in shock and I leaned either way, I'm not sure, left I think across the seats to try and avoid getting shot.
The suspect, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, has been charged with murder in a brief court appearance. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Climate change was the subject of protests for kids around the world on Friday. They walked out and demanded lawmakers take a stand on the issue. Emma Kohler is in Alameda, California.
There's so many educated, brilliant people in the world, and they know about the crisis. We have largely discovered the science, but we aren't actually doing enough about it. We're just sitting here kind of waiting for someone else to fix the problem.
In Washington, protesters spoke in front of a large banner which read, "We don't want to die." A federal court jury decided Apple should pay $31 million in damages for infringing on patents for technology owned by mobile chipmaker Qualcomm. It helps iPhones quickly connect to the Internet and extend their battery life. The EPA is banning consumer use of a popular but deadly paint stripper called methylene chloride. It stopped short of also banning commercial use of the product by tradespeople. The CDC called the products extremely hazardous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The party's over for some Louisiana taxpayers who got refunds twice as large as they expected. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 taxpayers, totaling $26 million. Louisiana's Division of Administration, discovering the mistake a few days ago, now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state's now contacting banks to try to reverse those overpayments, but that's complicated. Louisiana's telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money. If they do, they're going to have to pay it back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Diplomacy with North Korea has taken a hard turn. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
North Korea is considering suspending nuclear talks with the U.S. and may rethink a ban on missile and nuclear tests unless Washington makes some concessions. This comes from a senior North Korean diplomat who also said the talks broke down between the two countries because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton created an atmosphere of hostility in the Hanoi talks. Bolton tells CNN.
I think that's inaccurate, but the president is our decision maker. I've seen the statement you're referring to just in the past hour. I've spoken to my South Korean counterpart, and we've discussed their reaction and our reaction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.